You are listening to episode 905. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share a brand new meditation series with you this week. This is part one of a 7-part meditation series on clarity. So every single Sunday, we launch into a brand new series. And then throughout the week, we explore different meditation techniques as you explore the theme. Well, our theme this week is clarity. So we're getting ready to move into a brand new year soon. And for many of us, it's a holiday season. And so this is a good time to give yourself some clarity on maybe expectations you may be having as the holidays and the new year approaches. And it may be a good time for you to consider what you need most in your life right now. So see if some of the goals you have, some of the activities you're involved in, even some of the people you spend time with, consider whether you're feeling supported or whether maybe you need something else in your life right now. So I'll guide you through a meditation technique to help you gain some clarity. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, you can find that over at my website, and that's at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And I have a meditation membership site where for as little as 50 cents a day, you receive a brand new guided meditation. And you also get access to over 900 meditations that I've created. You get a journal to help guide you through the series, and you get a slowdown guide as well. So you can try it for 2 weeks free. So you could get this week's series, all the meditations free with the journal, the slowdown guide, and you get a Facebook group there too. Absolutely free. Again, it's at sipandom.com, and you can try it, as I mentioned, for 2 weeks free. So in the meditation technique that I encourage you to try out for today, as you're getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're doing a walking meditation or running around doing errands, it's all good wherever you are in your journey. To gain more clarity, it takes a little time to consider where you are in your life right now and what expectations you have and whether you might need to shift some of your goals and some of your expectations to suit your values, how you're feeling about your life right now. And I recently, it's been a few months ago, it was a documentary that I watched on Netflix, and it was about great early industrialists in the US, some of the great ones such as Rockefeller and Carnegie and a lot of others as well. And it showed how they had this fierce competition and what they had to do to compete to remain in business. And what I really appreciated most about this documentary was that they provided a lot of footage showing these titans, these industrial titans, contemplating and reflecting, staring out the window, sitting down in deep thought. And I really enjoyed this because it had everything to do with their success. Success takes time and consideration and reflection. So whatever kind of success you're seeking, whether it's success in your job or in relationships or with your health, as a parent, as a friend, it takes some contemplation and reflection on how you want to do this, what you want to be like, what you want it to look like, how it would feel, what possibilities are there to take you there, what problems may arise, how could you prepare yourself for those problems. And you're doing that right now as you listen to this series, learning different techniques to help you. And this is very valuable because I think sometimes we feel like, oh, we'll wing it and we'll just let things kind of fall as they may. But what can happen is that it's really easy to get distracted and overwhelmed and triggered by stress when you don't really have a clear focus or plan. And so when you go through your holidays and your preparations for the end of the year, consider what is truly important for you. And what you may find is that expectations you have may not be what is going to support you the best in what you really want. Or goals you may have may not really reflect your values. So consider this as you make holiday plans or as you purchase gifts, decorate your house, all the things that you may be preparing for. And think about what you need to do to truly represent you. Now, I myself have had to pare back on my holiday decorations because I really like to make my home look really festive for the holidays. I feel like it looks happier and that I'll be happier in the house if it's more decorated and festive looking. And what I realized as I was putting out my decorations is that I felt like they looked really gaudy, that there was just too much. And it's because I've really pared things down this year. I've really simplified. And so these holiday decorations that I once loved and thought were just perfect and festive for me, they really don't feed my spirit anymore. And so I'm going to put them away and give some of them away and donate some and go with how I'm truly feeling right now. So honor yourself before you make commitments, before you do all the things that require so much time and energy to celebrate the holidays and to close out a new year. Consider what that is for yourself. So take this reflection into your meditation and allow yourself to sit in silence, just absorbing the reflections that you come up with for yourself and taking some time to write it down in a journal and spending time considering what you most need in your life right now and how you could best meet those needs. You're going to find that you feel so much better for doing this and that this becomes your clarity. So I have a technique for you each day this week. This is a reflection meditation for you to reflect on what it is that you need most right now in your life. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.